It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. We first met musician Carol Brown in January, and she talked about her decision to split her time between her parents' Prairie Village home and an isolated cabin in the Flint Hills of Kansas. Since then, my family and I stopped by to visit her, and I should say it was way, way, way off the beaten path. And if it wasn't for the upside-down bucket that Carol left besides the road as a marker, we never would have found the place. These days, Carol is struggling with how to continue her life on the prairie, and she's about to head back out there again. And Carol, so good to have you back. Good morning.
Nice to be back, Steve. Thanks.
You're struggling with how to continue your extended stays out in the Flint Hills. What's the struggle exactly? What are you weighing these days?
Some of it is financial, in that one of the trade-offs that I assumed when I went out there was that I would be able to, for instance, the trade-off is if you don't go work for a living and pay the utility company and pay the grocery store, you grow it yourself, you cut your own wood and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's been fine as far as cutting the woodsman going. But the garden has never taken off. And last year, especially these hot summers, I mean, besides not having water, the soil where the cabin is, I think, is very poor because of the flooding.
Yeah.
And so when I started, you know, bicycling 25 miles to town and finding the only thing there that I wanted to eat was watermelon and realizing, kind of doing a little bit of math, even though I'm not real high, big on calories, worrying about calories, was realizing actually my worry about calories is not getting enough to be able to bicycle back into the south wind, and looking at how much I keep track of my finances.
Yeah,
wondering how much am I spending on food that I really should be much of which I should be able to grow, and that gets into more difficult. Food is the tough.
It's getting tough to crack the food issue down where you're living right now. It sounds like
it is, and part of that's because I kind of have a sense that I would have to either jump one way or the other. To keep a foot in both worlds makes it more difficult. I can't get a goat. I can't get some chickens to have eggs, to have some of the...
Because you can't be there all the time.
I can't be there all the time. Mm-hmm. I can't start a garden at the right time, let alone you saw the plague of locusts this past spring or in June when I was out there and when you visited. The grasshoppers were something else, and they've always been a problem. If you can't get things started at the right time, there really are windows of time in gardening.
So what are you going to do, Carol? As you weigh all this, what's the path forward, or are you still trying to figure that out?
I'm really trying to figure that out. I'm calling this drop back and punt time, try to gain a little field position. The problem that happens with that is that I'm so busy doing things here, I can't really get the time to do the learning. I am getting a chance to do a lot of gardening here. I do mm-hmm. have those two plots down on 45th and Rainbow, and then I am gardening in my parents' backyard and have had some success, but it would not be enough to keep me alive right now.
I was so struck by my visit to see you down there with my kids and my wife. We really enjoyed it. And, of course, it is just spectacularly beautiful where you are. And you sort of come off the road, and we took our car off the dirt road and sort of bouncing over the fields. I'm thinking, is this going to work or not? And you crest the hill, and you look down, and there's your place, sort of nestled down a little bit. And there's a creek rushing through, and it's absolutely beautiful. After spending half an hour with you down there, I left thinking to myself, I've always thought this would be such a cool thing to try once. And I left thinking, this would be really hard. It's really, really hard work. And that came clear to me just sort of spending a little time with you down there.
Well, and some of it is, and some of it, though, is I think that I have, I mean, one of the things I think we talked about is that I will never, ever do extensive work on a place I actually have to live in, because I'd moved all my stuff in and then decided to do things like stone floors and then tore out the stone floor. I mean, I've redone things.
It's basically mud-walled cabin, basically.
Yeah. And that part I'm extremely happy with. It worked. Now, that people do mud floors that are absolutely gorgeous, or they call them actually earth floors. Sounds mm-hmm. a little nicer. That are absolutely gorgeous. This one was not, in part because I, at that point, after spending 6 years on a floor, just wanted a floor. And plus, I think I told you, when I was laying the floor, invariably it would rain, and that would mean I would have to stay in the house with the dogs, while this thing was drying, which is basically like trying to live in a mosh pit. And you know, things like that have been tremendously frustrating.
Because I just wonder, to what extent can you enjoy where you are as opposed to always sort of wondering, okay, my next meal is going to be X, and how am I going to gather that and sort of get myself through to the next day? I mean, that, it really does come down to subsistence here, you know?
In many ways, and that's been one of the real disappointments, because I think if I had the garden, times where I've had either access to, they had a CSA fairly close by for a while and things like that, that it was much easier just to have, you know, because I could get certain canned things that if I could add the vegetables to and the beans to and blah, 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 suddenly it was a whole different world.
The lack of refrigeration has become an issue for you too.
Yeah, yeah. The summer is definitely, in many ways, is much harder, especially these very hot summers. There was a time where I would keep things in a spring up the creek. That could get interesting when the water suddenly rose and you watched the cabbage or the squash float by. Then the stream changes all the time, and that spring is no longer there in that way. And of course, the past two summers, it's dried up completely.
Is the spring running right now next to your cabin? Is it still flowing?
Couldn't tell you. It may be in the past week. I'm assuming they probably had the same 3 weeks of drought that we had. The creek was dropping when I was there in mid-June. So I'm thinking that probably there were just holes of water. It may be running now, so but I don't know where the spring is anymore.
So even as much as you love it, you're still at a decision point here as to whether you can continue or not.
And certainly in that place, I won't be able to.
Yeah, keep on keeping on out there and keeping that going. Yeah,
yeah. It's just with the flooding, there are just too many things that have to. That literally will get washed away. It's not worth doing the work on.
Well, come back and tell us what you decide.
Okay.
Such an interesting experiment you're trying here.
Thanks.
Come back and visit with us again.
One correction. Actually, my parents live in Westwood Hills.
Westwood Hills, that's right.
And I figure everyone in Westwood Hills will get on my case.
Yeah, I read it and I thought to myself I should have corrected that right away. Well, Carol Brown from Westwood Hills, thanks so much for coming back.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Again, that's our latest installment of 90 Mile View. You can find more information about that and all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Our show is produced by Steven Steichman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Sangeeta Shastri. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.